I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This one, to me, easy peasy to say it. This is easily the biggest game in the Jimmy Butler era. And based on everything that we've always watched Jimmy Butler do, this is what he's built for.
Yeah.
This is what he's built for. I like a comment that I saw our friend Tim Kawakami make after the loss on, what night was it? Wednesday night.
Yep.
And he basically said, look, if you are a great team, you win this game. You set this up the exact same way. Not that they set it up, but this has gone the exact same way that the Memphis series went 3 years ago. That proved to be a great team. You got blown out by 30. You came right back two nights later. You won a home game. It ended up with a championship. To me, it's an eerily similar experience that the Warriors are having here. And now you have a team coming in, bunch of 22-year-old kids. I understand that they were able to stand up and kind of do what some people questioned whether or not they could do two nights ago. This is an even different assignment. This one is obviously a totally different assignment to do this on the road, knowing that the Warriors will have all of the energy in the building and they will play it similar to a Game 7 situation. If the Warriors are built the way many of us think they are built, you win this basketball game.
You absolutely should. And you think about the way that this has gone in the past, where the 7 seed has beaten the 2 seed. And the last time was just 2 years ago. And it was the Memphis Grizzlies who lost to LeBron and Anthony Davis as the 7 seed. And, of course, they would go on to beat the Warriors in that next round. The Warriors, I believe, were the 6 and thus got home court in the second round. But the Lakers were the 7 that beat the 2. And as I mentioned before, they got the split. And then they went on to Memphis and they won 2 games. And they were able to close them out in 6 in similar fashion. And I think about that because of who that Memphis team was, and it was a lot of the same guys we saw this year with Memphis, but they were 2 years younger. Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., 2 years ago, these were just kids, and I don't have the exact ages in front of me, but I would bet that Ja and Triple J's were in their 22, 23. I don't think that Ja Morant was
this
yet.
This was 3 years ago, right?
This is 2 years ago. 2 years ago when the, it was 2023, Lakers over the Grizzlies.
Oh, you're talking about that's, got it, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about the year that the Warriors beat Sacramento and then lost to the Lakers in the second round.
Ja is 25, so.
He was 23.
Yeah, similar age to what we're looking at with most of the Rockets' top players.
And Jaren Jackson Jr. was probably also
older.
About maybe a year older, but the greater point is that this Memphis team, Houston team.
Jaren's 25 also.
Right, so he was 23. And Salty Adama played 29 minutes in that game, and he was probably about 23. And I'm not trying to get you to Google all these guys' ages. I'm just drawing.
I can.
The comp
I have
is,
a computer.
I know you do.
Yeah.
The comp for me is that Memphis team was a young team, higher seeded than L.A., and they got into a 6-game matchup.
Yep.
And the Lakers, by the way, in that game six, they won by 40 in L.A. So that's where the veteran said, come here.
That's
come here,
Ja.
Yeah. We're going to swaddle you. Jaren Jackson Jr., we're going to put you in the cribby, and we're going to spank that.
I don't see that tonight. I don't know that it would shock me, though. Like, the idea of a Warriors, and I don't want to say that, you know, by 30 or 40, any of that stuff, but would a runaway comfortable win surprise you tonight?
It would, yep, it would.
It would.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I think that Houston, at their core, the way they play with the grit and with the grime, and you and I spent a lot of the show yesterday debating that essence. I don't want to get into that again because we're getting ready for a game six, but I would be surprised. And I look at that Memphis team from 2 years ago. Dylan Brooks on that team, by the way.
Yep.
Desmond Bane as well. Memphis was good. They won 51 games in the regular year. They were the two seed, but they were young pups. And this Houston team, I do think, has a little bit more going for them in terms of coaching. I think that Ime Udoka is a better coach than Taylor Jenkins, certainly.
I agree
and
with that.
I also think that matchup-wise...
He has a job, so, right, you know.
There you go.
He's the only one of the two that can say that.
I think that Houston, matchup-wise, is more suited to compete with the Warriors tonight than that Memphis team was against L.A.
I'd love to also dive into this. And, Grandy, if you have the Bob Myers comment that was made to Steiny and Goo today, I loved this. And it really caught my attention at length because, as I said, doing the walk through the city today and just kind of zoning out, looking at the water, had the AirPods in. The guys are talking.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. And the guys are talking to Bob Myers. They did an unbelievable job with Bob. There's such rapport there. And so Bob really gives them great stuff. And I thought this was one hell of an answer because they kind of dove into And whether they meant to, I don't know, but they dove into, like, what do we not really know about this situation from the outside looking in as fans and media? And Bob was like, you know, in the position I was in, like, one of the things that would shock you, and then let's hear it. Listen to what he says about players and the game they're coming off of. Go ahead.
I know it's human nature to look at the last game or even the game before that. We overreact strongly to all these things. And I actually asked Curry one time, I don't know what year it was, because he, you know, he has some games in the playoffs, even when it was those dynastic teams where he would not have his best game. And the media would come down on him and he'd hear it because it gets louder as you go further in the playoffs. And I asked him, I said, how do you, seriously, how do you not hear it? He looked at me and said, you just, you know, you can't. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't. And he said, but at the same time, I can't hear it when they love me too. So that's the science. That's the emotional maturity of maybe a veteran team. You talk about the advantage of going through it. You better believe Jimmy Butler's been called great, awful in a 3-day span. So has Curry. So has Draymond Green.
So what he's basically saying is, and we've said it a few times this week alone, you think that game on Wednesday night, you remember what happened?
They don't.
Could not be more right. Irrelevant than it is. And so I hear people do this, and I'm prone to it as well. You feel differently now in this moment than you did 2 days ago. But 2 days ago, the Warriors were up 3-1. And everyone's like, so, Minnesota or the Lakers? Or what do you think? The confidence could not be higher. Well, now, tonight, there is an inherent fear and nervousness that's going to be in the building. There's going to be an angst. And I get it. I'm not saying it shouldn't be there. What I'm saying is I just do not think what we watched happen on Wednesday night, I don't think it means a damn thing. So it does not mean that the Warriors are in the process of blowing anything. It doesn't mean that the Rockets are suddenly worthy of some analysis that you didn't have before. We already knew they were good. I don't think they're ready, but they're good. They've always been a good basketball team. I never thought this would be a sweep or even a 5-game series. This series is exactly where it should be. And the Warriors are a heavy favorite in this game tonight for a reason.
Yeah, it's because they were favored to start the series. And I was looking at the series prices for where we are in this one, and the Warriors are minus 550. You got to bet 550 to win 100 on the Warriors, which means that the Vegas odds are confident that they'll win tonight, or even if they don't, they'll go out and they'll win Game 7. And I know that the odds would shift if the Warriors lost tonight, but this to me is just a classic case of, you know, the younger team, the inexperienced team, they went balls to the wall. Can I say that?
You just did.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm looking at Tim Jordan, chief engineer, and he would let me know if it was out of bounds, but they did that. They went there, and the Warriors went into shutdown mode because they realized, all right, this is not going our way. We're going to rest up and get ready for Game 6, and this is where the veteran team comes out and they exert their will. Are they a lot better than Houston? No, but they're better, and unless Houston does what they did in Game 5, which is shoot 69% in the first half, if Houston plays to form and the Warriors play to form, the Warriors win this game by 7-10.
I think the Warriors will come out with the defensive effort in this game that Steve said he did not see in Game 5. That does not mean the Rockets won't play well. If the Rockets are here to play, and if they execute well, and if they shoot the ball well, I do think it's a close game in the fourth quarter. I don't know that they're going to do that. I do have faith, though, that the Warrior defense is going to be energetic in ways that it was not a couple of nights ago, and that game is just completely irrelevant to what we're going to see out there tonight. In other words, coming off of Wednesday, I think there was a question, and maybe it still is for certain fans out there, as to whether or not, like, is there a growing problem? Is there an issue that, like, did Houston figure out some sort of an adjustment? Did they, you know, did they find a way to defend Steph Curry? Every single game totally has its own energy. And I think that this one will have a completely different energy than what we saw 2 nights ago.
And I do think that they figured it out. And I'll put Game 5 aside because that game just really got away from the Warriors. And whatever Memphis did was largely not even that much of a factor because the Warriors just got blasted. They got blown out and then they shut it down. But Game 4, what they did to limit Steph Curry, they played a lot of zone. They switched into box and one. They made life hard on Steph Curry and the Warriors still won. So it's up to Steve Kerr and the coaching staff, and I have faith in the coaching staff.
For sure.
You know, Terry Stotts, he's been a head coach in the association for a long time, and Jerry Stackhouse and, you know, Bruce Frazier and the rest of the team, the second row coaches, I believe that they're going to have a counter to Houston's counter. So I don't think that the Warriors come out tonight and Houston plays defense the way they have, and the Warriors just throw their hands up because they don't know what to do to try to counteract.
Want to go to Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line and just acknowledge Bill Zirkley, who texts in Willard and Dibbs in the Matrix. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, you will see that we are something that photographers know all about. We are what's called backlit. And what that means is, A, it's a beautiful day outside.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to make sure everybody knows that we're not dead. We're not in heaven. It looks like we're in heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
It is kind of heaven. It's not Iowa. Is it heaven? I don't know. It might be in a few hours. It's Chase Center.
Yeah.
And we're here, and there's a very large basketball game tonight. But we're still alive. I just want to let everybody know.
My agent actually just texted me, and he told me that they're doing a remake of the movie Powder, and they want me to be the lead character.
That one flew way over my head. I'm sorry.
It was a guy who had alopecia and was unbelievably white in his complexion.
How old is the movie Powder?
Powder, I'm going to put it at 1999 for Powder is my guess.
Okay, the movie Powder was
95,
in
not
1995.
Bad. Randy, if you would, please. It's your comfort zone.
Give him a mysterious albino teenager, Jeremy Powder Reed.
Yeah.
1995, I was in college, and so you don't catch...
So was I.
Yeah, you don't catch things when you're in college. Like, that's its own
planet.
I was
in college from 86 to 99, so you
No, you weren't.
Do you want me to bring in my transcript?
You did not go to college for 13 years.
I went to college for 13 years, and, you know, and
you
just a quick aside. Normally,
no,
when you get grades, you get A, B, C, D, and F. A, B, C, D, F.
Yeah,
five grades.
Five options.
On my transcript, there are 11 different letters. There's consonants and vowels that you don't even have any idea. I got I's and U's and W's.
I give you an A.
I got an F you from a teacher.
I'll give you an A for your memory because you just came up with a 30-year-old reference that that me and 87%
or more
numbers
or more
did not get.
Yeah.
But anyway,
powder.
Rotten Tomatoes, 50%. If you're going to make a 30-year-old reference, make it a good movie, not a crappy one.
I gave it a 52, well, and if you didn't see it, then you don't get to say.
No,
anyway,
I
get to YouTube, and you can catch me in Powder 2.
Yes, and still alive, hashtag Pearl Jam. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Give us a phone call.
Interviewing for a job or a tour group? What do you think?
They're on a tour.
Look at me.
Is it a three-hour tour? Now, there's your There's your 80-year-old reference.
We are so fired.
Anyway, this is not going well, but it'll turn around. It's early. It's not even the first quarter. 888-957-9570 is the number. Taking your phone calls on this game tonight that I very much believe is probably the linchpin. It's probably the linchpin. I know today everyone feels really good about everything that the Warriors have done, and I wouldn't suggest otherwise. I just think that things can quickly take a turn in the other direction, and the view from 10,000 feet would not be great if the final answer of the story is the Warriors didn't even get out of round one.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, became one of the few teams in NBA history to blow a 3-1 lead. Or if you were to get into round two and be exhausted and get either a sweep or a gentleman's sweep out of that series, I don't think this organization is built to feel good about that outcome. But if you win tonight, you do get a little head of steam going into round two. I think they'll be competitive. Who knows? Maybe even win it. But to me, that sort of surpasses the bar as to whether or not Jimmy Butler's trade goes from a double to a home run.
I agree with that. And you said that earlier this morning, and I thought, man, that's a little bit too positive. But then I stepped back and thought about exactly what we've gone through since the trade deadline, which is his team is stuck in the mud. They got Jimmy. Oh, boy. He's going to be a locker room problem and all the rest of it. And will he fit and this and that and let J.K. cook? And you go out and you win 75% of your games and you race up the standings and you settle at 7. And then you realize, I realized anyway, that even if this ends in the first round, which would be terrible, and we'll spend all next week talking about how they became the 14th team to blow 3-1 lead. I don't want to go there. It's a possibility, but if you took a step back from that, you'd realize that, for me anyway, the takeaway on the Jimmy Butler acquisition is it works. And this it'll work next year, and it'll work the year after. Now, I know they're getting older, and I know that that's part of it, but as far as a basketball fit, Jimmy Butler gives them a dimension that they did not have, and it's what Jimmy Butler will continue to bring.
I don't disagree with you. There's one angle where I want to push back on that, though, and it's another reason why I think tonight is so important. Okay, let's run that through our minds. Not that I care at all about next year or the year after right now. Tonight, I do not. I do not care. But in a world where Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green are the centerpieces of your financial structure for your basketball team, yes, you can make other little moves around them and get other players in here to help them. That's all true. But in a world where that's your core, the idea that next year at age 38 and 36 and 36, or the year after that at age 39 and 37 and 37, that they would have a better opportunity than they have right now tonight, to me feels... It does not feel likely. I understand the difference being in that next year you get to, in theory, start the year with this roster.
Right.
And maybe that ends up at a very much better seed. That's possible. But the way I look at it is, this is as young as they're going to be together over the next 3 years. You are up 3-1. You are home with your opportunity to advance. You are no longer the 7 seed. You are now just a team, and they're a team, and you're the team with the edge. and the home court advantage and all of those things. So the idea that this trade is going to get better a year from now or 2 years from now than it is right now, I have a hard time believing that.
Well, your team...
Tonight's the night.
Your team would hopefully get better is, for me, the big part of it. And you already said that...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That, you know, they're getting Cam Johnson next year. You've been definitive
100%.
About that, believe?
No, I don't.
No, I know, but...
I don't believe it. I hope
but
for it.
But let's just play with that as an idea, and I don't want to get too much into the future because we're here on Game 6, but my bigger point is that they have the ability to get better in the offseason, and I do think that they will look to do that, and they're going to be different next year anyway. So even though the guys, the core three, get older, doesn't necessarily mean to me that the team gets worse. But I want to go back to what you said at the start of this, and this is the best chance for them to make some noise.
Yes.
If you beat the 2 seed, I know Minnesota is good, but they're the 6 seed. And even at that, if you look at this year, and I'll take you back to 2010, the Spurs were the 7, and Dallas was the 2. The Spurs were the 7 with 50 wins, and Dallas was the 2 with 55. It was the only time that all 8 playoff teams had 50 or more wins.
Wow.
Which reminds me of this year, where the difference between the 2 and the 7 was 4 games.
Everybody had 48
right?
or more.
Right.
Everybody had, even Memphis, had 48 or more.
So you're right. Forget the seed. The Warriors were favored. But even beyond that, and we'll put Oklahoma City in the on-deck circle for now because they were historically good. And I think that no matter who comes out of the next round is going to have a very hard time to beat that team. But we'll worry about that in mid to late May, hopefully. But for the rest of it, Minnesota's a 6. That would be your opponent. Houston's a 2. But you beat them in the regular season, and they were only 4 games better. So to your point about the best situation, the best scenario, this is it, Mark.
Well, not only because of all the things you're saying, but this is the best, you know, chance for them to do it because it's the only one that's reality. Like, it's here.
Right.
I mean, next year, what if someone gets suspended for a month and a half?
That doesn't happen.
What if somebody gets hurt? What if they all get hurt? What if Jimmy does turn into a pumpkin and start getting mad at everybody? Like, there are a billion.
What if we get hit by a meteorite?
What if Kyle Shanahan tells us we don't even make it to next season? I don't know what the hell the future holds.
Yeah, you're right.
But I
you're
know
right.
there's a game tonight. I know they're playing a game tonight. And they have an opportunity, they are favored to win it and advance in the playoffs. So it's not even just that my mind doesn't want to go to the future. I got a real hard time believing that this in some way is going to get better, at least by likelihood. It is likely. It's all the only word that I've been using all day. Likely or probable. It is probable that this is the night that decides whether or not the Jimmy Butler trade was a home run. And it is likely that this is as good of a chance as they are going to get to maneuver through the Western Conference playoffs, maybe for the remainder of Steph Curry's career.
It could be. And you look at the West, and again, I don't want to get too into next year, but just at a 30,000-foot view. Minnesota's superstar is not even in his prime. Houston's core is all maybe in their teenage years. I'm not even sure. Oklahoma City, don't get me started. They're all pups. Like, Shea is probably 28. He's prime, but a lot of the rest of their team is pre-prime. The Lakers, you could forget about them for now because
that's a reboot.
They're out. And yeah, they're old and broken. But I just named three quick teams, and Denver, the Joker's still in his
prime.
They're still formidable, and they're a factor. The Clippers are a little bit of a different one because, you know, their two best players are in their mid-30s, they're kind of in the Warriors bucket, right?
Yeah, and then you got to keep your eye in the rearview mirror to see if anybody else can join the party. Portland, San Antonio, there are ways where those teams start to come of age, too.
San Antonio getting Cooper Flagg.
For sure.